I'm sitting here thinking about the first time I saw Patrick. And the last time I saw Patrick. Patrick was brought to camp by Linda and Gary when he was about 3. And he was held in their arms. He could barely talk, but he sure could communicate. And the first thing he said to me was, "You, me, you, me. Me, you, me, you." He pointed to the boat, the pontoon boat. He wanted to ride on it. That was the first conversation we ever shared. And then he was 3 years old then, and years later, we met on the sidewalk in front of Kirk's restaurant, which memorializes his dad, Gary, who died years ago. And we had a conversation about decisions and about God. And he said he loved me, and I said I loved him. And we hugged. Sandwiched in between those two times we met were all kinds of other times where Patrick made a lot of decisions, and Linda made a lot of decisions to help and support him, and thousands and thousands of dollars and thousands of hours were given by Linda to help Patrick over those years to come to know God and to come to know what salvation of God is and everlasting life. And over those years, he increasingly, though there were problems in jail and stuff, he increasingly got to be better and more loving and more kind and less problem. And he told me that all the people that have helped him all these years have been wonderful to him. And now today, he is with God. To be out of the body is to be into the presence of the Father. He's with Gary now. I mean, if that isn't worthy of a happy dance, I don't know what is. Look at how God will rescue us, because he's, by his grace, he is, and his love, he is the creator of our life and the keeper of our life and the giver of abundant life. And we have every reason to honor and respect him and thank him that we have breath enough to speak, breath enough to have life, breath enough to make good decisions and wrong decisions, and breath enough to know, to thank God in public, thank God in private for all that he's done for us and all that he will do for us. Some of it's invisible. We don't even see it. But Patrick saw it, and that's what's important. Today, realize that Patrick made a huge decision before he made a bad one. He made a huge decision to honor God, to change his life, to work, to try to be better, to try to not steal, try to not con people, try to be better and better and earn and work and pay back and thank God in public and teach other people to come to God also. And he was effective in doing that, and because of that, he was eligible for the grace of God and the salvation and the sinlessness that comes with the salvation. And he's with Christ. And so I'm really happy that he is. I think that we all make bad decisions. I certainly have. And I'll make more, I'm sure. But the big decision I made a long time ago is that I love God and I know he loves me. I can't remember far back enough that I couldn't remember God. My earliest memories are that God loves me. And my last memories are that God loves me. My most recent ones. And I know that he interferes with my life when I'm going wrong, and he intervenes in my life when wrong is going with me. I know that we all have hearts that are affected by what happens to us and what we perceive and how we perceive it and all that. We all have habit structures that want to keep us in our rut, day after day, month after month, grave after grave. But you know, the one who loves us and helps us out of our ruts when we decide to is God. Every deep decision we make about doing the will of God instead of the will of ourselves pleases God, and he honors the decision, and he makes sure that that decision bears fruit. I stopped drinking about 35 years ago because when I was taking my son home, he told me later the next day that I was all over the road and crossed the median and everything because I was drunk. And I told him and I told my whole family that that's the last time I will have a drink. I'll never have another drop. I endangered the life of my son. And that's just plain stupid. So what's going to change? I'm never doing that again. And it's over 35 years and I have never done it again and I will never do it again. That's a decision I made. And God interfered with my life so that when temptation came after that decision, he kept me from it. He discouraged me from it. He protected me from it. And so I've kept my word. My kids know I've kept my word. Every one of us can make decisions, and God will honor the decision. If it's in his will, he will protect you from the things that come against it. You resist it, he'll be there and support you. He always will. He always has with me in my life. So I'm not just talking about myself and about Patrick Bug. I'm talking about God loves you. God loves me. God loves the people that understand that Jesus Christ is his son and came for the sole purpose of getting us out of hell, out of a personal hell. We may sin. We may do wrong stuff. We may make wrong decisions. We may perceive things wrongly. And they make bad decisions. Those perceptions do. But if we love him and want to do his will instead of our own, it's a better life for us and everybody around us. He says, love never fails. Patrick learned love from Linda mostly. Patrick learned love from those of you who have loved him. Those of us who have loved him. And he just was passing that on in the last few years of his life. I just want to encourage all of the people that hear this that it's time to thank God for the life of Patrick, both in this world and in heaven, because it evidences the love of God. It proves the love of God. That if you know him, you end up with him. And I'm so glad about that. Thanks for listening. I love you all.